This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another week of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and shorten the learning curve in your jazz journey. This is going to be a really fun week, a lot of great questions. We'll kick it all off with today's question, which is from Cliff Bryant. Let's give it a listen.
Hello, Brent and community. In keeping with last week's question at the Q&A, which came first, the blues or jazz? So jazz is based on the 12-bar blues form, but so blues must have come first. But, what was the time difference? Robert Johnson was supposedly the founder of the blues. Buddy Bolden, as you said last week. Anyway, which one came first? Thanks. It must have been the blues, huh?
Yes, Cliff, you are correct. The blues did come first before jazz. This is a great question, and I want to talk a little bit about the blues and its importance to jazz. We can certainly talk about what came first, and like I mentioned, it is the blues. Do I know who the first blues musician ever was? No, I don't, and you'll kind of understand that a little bit better once we talk a little bit about the history of blues and how it pertains to jazz and how that all came about. Robert Johnson, of course, there's those great recordings of him. I believe they're from the 30s. Kind of give you a really good idea of kind of the what the blues is kind of based off of. I mean, you listen to Robert Johnson really closely, you realize that he's not really playing a 12-bar blues. He's kind of switching back and forth from that one chord to that four chord whenever he wants. If you listen to a bunch of his recordings, it's not always so mathematical, which is kind of cool because that's partly the spirit of the blues, right? So yes, blues came before jazz in the sense that when we talk about what jazz is and how it came about, right, the jazz came about in the early 1900s, right? And we call New Orleans the birthplace of jazz because that's kind of just where the style of jazz really emerged and then spread out from. And usually, for simplicity's sake, when we talk about what jazz is, we talk about how it was influenced by European marching music and the blues and spirituals, music of the African American formerly enslaved, right? This is where jazz kind of comes about. This sort of, again, people talk about New Orleans back then as this melting pot of culture, and that's kind of where all of that is coming from, and creating this. And so, of course, blues being such an important part of that melting pot that creates jazz music as we become to know it today is an important factor, right? And so the blues really comes from the African American enslaved in the United States. And this comes about from a few different places, right? It comes from the churches, right? And the spirituals, this music being bred out of, you know, a sense of comfort, right? From being in very difficult circumstances. It also comes from working songs, where, you know, out in the fields and hollers and call outs and call and response stuff. That's where history tells us the blues kind of comes from. So it comes from this music born out of the African American community, right? Brought here into this melting pot called New Orleans. And again, I'm oversimplifying this whole thing here, but that's why the blues comes before jazz. And obviously it's so important to jazz, not only from understanding how the music started, why it was started, who started this music, right? But also understanding, why do we still play the blues in jazz today? Why is the blues associated with jazz today? Why is it important to study the blues for jazz improvisation, right? Because it's in the whole thing. Like, I mean, even in modern jazz today, when I'm talking about modern jazz, I'm talking about the vast influence that has become jazz, which is, you know, influenced by R&B music, influenced by rock music, influenced by covering pop songs. I'm thinking about like Brad Meldow Trio. If you listen to the New York modern jazz scene, as I'll call it, where there's lots of time signature changes and non-conventional harmony, you still listen to all these musicians and hear the blues. I'm thinking of Kurt Rosenwinkel here for a second, or again, Brad Meldow, as I mentioned. If you listen to the way these guys play, there's so much blues inside of this music, right? And so that's the importance of blues in, even if you're not actually playing a 12-bar blues or a 16-bar blues, the essence of that music is at the root of jazz, right? It's at the root of jazz, and it goes way back. So to understand the blues, to study the blues, is to study jazz, and to study jazz is to also study the blues, right? They're all connected. And the incredible thing about the blues, right, is if we think about the blues, and of course we can expand this to jazz, is the influence that this has had on all styles of music, all modern styles of music. Of course, we're talking about like rock and roll music, rock music, R&B music, hip hop, pop music. All of, like, I mean, you listen to all of this, there's blues in this music, right? Without the blues, man, music would look so different today. That's how powerful the blues is. And jazz is as well, right? I mean, the two work hand in hand as far as influence and spread of music and ideas and all that stuff. So that's why the blues is important to jazz, and we all should study it. In future weeks coming up here on the podcast, we do have some great blues questions that we'll go over as well and talk about some of those and dive deeper into the blues and learning the blues and understanding the blues. So definitely subscribe to the podcast. Don't want you to miss out on any of those. All right, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of quality practice time. And of course, like I said, subscribe to the podcast. Happy practicing, and we'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.